What up, KSD Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things KSD sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of KSD University. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, per usual here on this Monday, November 17th, 2025. Just for the numbers of this podcast ever, stopping by and giving us and checking us out. Thank you so much for giving us a listen here as we move through the week. This is what's up this week in the MHK for KSD Athletics here. So figure, you know what? I usually record this tomorrow, but figure, you know what? Monday, let's go ahead and knock this out. So obviously, as I'm sitting here recording this on Monday, the 17th of November, tonight, men's basketball gets the start of the week, gets the week started for K-State there as well as K-State. Look, men's basketball looks to continue their good start to the 25-26 season. Did I say that? Yeah, so there is that. So, again, there's a lot going on for K-State sports this week, so we're going to move right on through that. Of course, again, after every K-State athletic event, we'll do a recap, postcast, reaction of every, after every, we do our best to do that after every K-State athletic event. And of course, if anything news breaks, like injuries or anything else like that, or awards, we'll come on here and talk about that as well. Or opinions. I do have an opinion on football. Might record that here later on this afternoon. But I have my other podcast to take care of today. So might end up knocking both episodes out this afternoon, along other things. So there's that. Tomorrow, right? Fall. And we have, looks like we have tennis on schedule here yet again. The NCAA singles and doubles championships, or particularly, this is focused more towards women's tennis, our women's tennis team, more than anything. If I have more information on that, if they're available on that, we will let you know about that. Obviously, head coach Jordan Smith of the K-State tennis team, they've been busy this fall, and they've been getting work in. They also have a young team. We talked about that throughout the fall semester on this particular podcast. So if they're involved in this, we will definitely give you, and we haven't even checked back in on them in a little bit. So that's of note there as well. So interesting enough on that. And of course, K-State women's basketball following their loss to Texas A&M over the weekend, they're right back in action tomorrow night as they take on, well, when y'all listen to this, it'll be Tuesday night, but they're going to be, this comes out Tuesday nights, in the MHK sports, in the MHK for K-State. So when this is, goes up, they're going to be playing that Troy. So that's on deck next for head coach Jeff Mini in his basketball team, which is, again, what's been a theme throughout most of the fall semester and pretty much going to go into the 2026, the youth movement of K-State Athletics, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building. This is the MHK week in the MHK K-State sports edition here, coming to you, recording this on Monday, November 17th. All right, so get through that, right? And then, of course, yep, same thing. It's the NCAA singles and doubles championships on the women's tennis side. And again, if we might have somebody in, we might have a doubles team in that. There, we'll have to see about that. And then women's volleyball, right? Women's volleyball, they're going to be on the road after getting swept by KU in the Nittles semifinal showdown at home over the weekend. They look to bounce back over against a 8-16. Well, I don't know if Houston's played since then. They're going to be down there. Houston, Texas, taking on Houston. That's at 7. That's Wednesday evening there as well. This is a three. Let me fast forward through this a little bit. That's going to be all week thing. Let's go ahead and knock that out. That's going to be all week thing, baby. This NC Singles and Doubles Championships all week. And it actually starts tomorrow. So let me see here. Let me see. Yeah, this goes through. This is tennis. Yeah, so nothing. So sorry, I'm fast forwarding a little bit. So nothing on Sunday for sports-wise for K-State there. So yeah, this tournament for tennis lasts all the way through Saturday. So there's that. So fast forward through all that. All right, so got through that. Wednesday, back up a little bit. We're going back to Thursday, right? Thursday, men's basketball in, I believe, Hall of Fame Classic. Is it already cake? Is it already up here? Let me go up real quick. Fast forward a little bit.
I believe so. I believe so. I believe so. Yeah, Hall of Fame is going to be, yeah, Kansas City. Yeah. Oh, I recorded an episode earlier, and I think it was the women's basketball episode, women's postcast. I said my inner clock has checked out. I think it has. But, yeah, Mississippi State. This is the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Yeah, so K-State's going to be up here. I'm sorry, this is why I don't like, I'm getting buzz and all that other stuff. You're getting buzzed again. Ugh, so irritating. But anyways, yeah, it's not work-related, it's notifications. People have nothing else going on. But anyways, Mississippi State on Thursday in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center, yes sir. So Jerome Tang, they're gonna be up here. And it's gonna be Thursday. So we did a preview on this earlier this summer, right? Yeah, when we knew the opponents, and we know the time now. 8:30, Hall of Fame Classic, Kansas City, Mississippi State is the opponent first for the men's basketball team. So we'll have more. We'll rehash that before then. But yeah, man, Hall of Fame Classic already here. What is going on? and then of course next we have the holidays with Thanksgiving and all that next Thursday. There as well. What in the world is going on here? So yeah, man. So interesting. So yeah, exciting. They're gonna be up here, but I don't think I'm gonna be well, not in person, anyways. But yeah, man. But Mississippi State. So the Hall of Fame Classic. So K-State fans in Kansas City, K-State men's basketball team will be up here this week. So there's that there as well. And then of course. Let me see here. You got Nebraska, New Mexico. Well, yeah, so that's the following day. So, yeah, so Thursday and Friday. So, the winner. So, K-State, no matter what, I think is playing the winner of Nebraska, New Mexico. I think that's how that shakes down there as well. So, that's Thursday for sure is Mississippi State. And then they'll take on either Nebraska or New Mexico. Time yet to be determined on that. And, yes, we don't even know. And depending on the Mississippi State game there, what's the results coming out of that? And of course, Nebraska, New Mexico on the other end of the Hall of Fame Classic up here in T-Mobile Center this week in Kansas City. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, Eddie Greer in the building here as we have now arrived on Saturday. The Hall of Fame Classic on the back end of this week, Thursday and Friday up here in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center. Then Saturday, folks. Yeah, cross country. Now we sit it. Now I don't know. Now we'll get to that. I'll get to that little this afternoon as well. I know recently over the weekend they were down there. Their cross country team and the football team were down in Stillwater. The cross country team was competing in the regionals. This is the national championships. So I'm not even sure we're going to be even part of that. So we've already discussed tennis on that end. Women's basketball, doubleheader, on the road, Green Bay, 1 o'clock this Saturday. And then, of course, we do know the Utah game. Now, will I do an episode on that? Probably not. I might do a football episode, but I might not be on the schedule. But anyways, yeah, so Utah, 3 o'clock Central Time. That's probably 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Yeah, so it's a 3 o'clock game. K-State travels to Utah. As K-State will look to try to shock the world and to beat Utah, which, again, I don't think that's going to happen. But K-State, one win away, excuse me, from getting bowl eligible. And that is it for the K-State sports schedule this week because there's nothing Sunday. And then if I were to fast forward to Monday, there's nothing going on there because it'll be Thanksgiving week there as well. And then yours truly is kind of debating right now on some things right now. Running wise anyways right now, so he could potentially be racing Sunday. I don't know. I know I've done it before, so but yeah, we could be racing Thursday, we could be racing this weekend. I don't know. I'm having that itch right now. And I'll discuss it more because I am scheduled to record EGG Pod today, which will come out tonight, and then I might knock out EGG podcast tonight, just
not tonight, this afternoon, just to focus on those and knock those out of the way. Then we can focus on this particular podcast for the rest of the week per usual, because I've been I host two podcasts. So there's that, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, wrapping up this week's edition of the MHK, K-State in the MHK, but it's going to be like K-State Mets basketball in Kansas City Thursday and Friday for the Hall of Fame Classic. Eddie Gritter III here wrapping this up. But yeah, man, so we'll see what happens. I also have a meeting with my coach tonight there as well. We'll see what happens there. I'm definitely next Thursday the hot will be fun, as we're going to be racing that, doing a little bit something different than your standard original 5K race. We're doing a downhill mile next Thursday. That is already locked in. I'm not sure if what I originally said is what I'm going to do. Because we'll see. I have to think about it on that note. But yeah, so yours truly could be racing, or could be, as we all say, as the theme over the weekend from some of my group, my other friends from another group, the quote-unquote party pace. We'll just have to see about that there as well, by the guy, because there's nothing Sunday or Monday. So EG3 could be doing something running on Sunday, but he doesn't know what yet, because originally what he signed for, he might not even do that. Hey to be disappointed. Don't point on anything, but I got that itch again. Maybe wants to get another crack at it but we'll just have to see. You know, I'm not, as I'm sitting here wrapping this up, not 100% sure what he's going to do, but you'll find out on the EGG podcast, which you can just get the same feed on the Pearl Project podcast, all things KZ Sports, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there as well. EG3 podcast, same thing. If you're interested, or I'll be recording my reaction to the Salina weekend from a couple weeks ago in that race as well, which was hella windy. for sure there again. But we knew what we were getting into there as well. Not going to use it as an excuse, but hey, again, you gotta take your cars as they go and do the best you can with it, right? So we'll see what happens there with that. But anyways, K-State related, that is it for K-State sports this week there. And it starts tonight with Tulsa, and it will end with football in Utah. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, again, iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Google, wherever you get your podcast there. We're almost everywhere. The Purple Project Podcast is other. K-State LX Podcast, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast. For more bonus coverage cast, Alex Aiden, we got him scheduled for this Wednesday night. So it's been a minute since we had Alex over there. And I have my popcorn ready and ready to be made, baby. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there on that. We'll talk Oklahoma State, and maybe I might take it a little bit broader picture since we haven't had him on in a while on that. So that's kind of the preliminary plans on that episode there. And once we get that back, we'll let you know that, because I haven't even posted the other episode yet, per usual. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, folks. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, once again, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another MHK episode of Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.